Hello.
Hello.
Hello, estoy hablando con Marciano.
Sí, ¿quién habla?
Hola, mi nombre es Nadine Medina. Estoy llamando de local Splash. ¿Se encuentra él o anda o está ocupado?
¿De Loco Splash?
Sí, señor.
Sí, ¿cómo le puedo ayudar?
Ah, okay. Bueno, mi nombre es Nadine Medina. El razón de la llamada, estaba mirando en su cuenta. Yo sé que ahorita solo estás pagando por el sitio de web, ¿correcto? Que la manejamos.
Sí.
Okay. So, quería platicar con usted porque es posible que calificas. Hay dos diferentes programas para ver si calificas. Pero primero le quería preguntar que si tú tienes ahorita capacidad de aceptar más nuevos clientes. En ese momento, digo yo.
Ya, entonces, si lo puedo repetir otra vez, no lo intenté escuchar otra vez.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. Solo estaba llamando porque hay dos programas que nosotros también ofrecemos, aparte de lo que has tenido con nosotros anterior. Pero quería ver primero si calificabas por esos programas. Uno que se llama Google Garantizado, donde pagas por lead, pero el lead le va a llegar en una forma de una llamada marciano y no lo vas a partir con nadie. Que okay, solo llegué a usted. La otra se llama campañas de Yelp, porque ahora como estamos asociando con el Yelp, también ofrecemos promociones con campañas. ¿Usted nunca ha corrido campañas en el Yelp? ¿Digo tú solo?
Sí, hemos corrido, así como
Oh,
advertisements
¿cuándo?
y todo, sí hemos
¿Te
corrido con
recuerdas cuándo? ¿Cuándo la última vez cuando
Yelp.
corriste esta Yelp Ads?
Pues la última vez fue el año pasado, como un año y
El año
medio.
pasado.
Hasta
Oh,
apenas
eso
tenemos,
ya lleva
sí.
bastante tiempo. Okay.
Sí.
Okay. Okay, déjame ver algo. Porque yo creo que con las campañas de Yelp, no más que si no los has corrido en los últimos 6 meses, sí calificas por el promoción. Okay. Cuando tú recibes mensajes de un cliente, vamos a decir que le mandan mensajes, ¿tú respondes rápido?
Sí.
Okay. El razón por qué te pregunto y te voy a explicar ahorita sobre el Yelp. Campañas en Yelp, para tu negocio van a aparecer también en los perfiles de Yelp de tu competencia. Okay. Cuando una persona hace la búsqueda en Yelp por un servicio que necesitan, es igual como el Google. Van a ver los negocios que aparezcan perteneciendo al servicio que andan buscando, ¿correcto?
Sí.
Ahora, para estar parte de Yelp, no tienes que estar verificado, ¿right? No tienes que tener la licencia o seguridad, nada así, ¿right? Porque es más, ¿cómo vas a responder? Porque Yelp, ¿cómo eso trabaja? Va a ser mayoría del tiempo un mensaje que vas a recibir por la aplicación de Yelp. ¿Te recuerdas cuando corriste las campañas de Yelp que tenías un Yelp aplicación? ¿Te recuerdas
Sí,
o
my job o algo
My
así se llama.
sí, My Yelp Business o algo así, ¿no? Okay. So,
Ya.
sabes que cuando tú recibes un mensaje, puede ser a veces que recibes una llamada, pero mayoría del tiempo va a ser un mensaje. Cuando recibas ese mensaje, te recomiendan que lo respondes rápido porque si no, ellos también andan mandando mensajes a otros y te van a ganar los otros al mensaje, ¿no? Porque esa
Sí.
persona que busca tus servicios en el Yelp es porque es el servicio que necesitan y porque también en 1 a 3 días ya van a hacer la compra con la compañía que van a usar. ¿Ok? So,
Sí.
esas campañas, cuando las corres con nosotros, somos nosotros manejando las campañas de Yelp. Es una mensualidad de $499. Los primeros 6 meses que corres las campañas de Yelp, nosotros también vamos a poner otros $100 a las campañas. ¿Ok? Es
Okay.
un programa mes a mes, pero con el Yelp voy a ser honesta. sí pedimos que lo tratas por lo menos 2 o 3 meses, porque tienes que poder comparar un mes al otro. Yo no te voy a decir que todo va a pasar en una noche y que de repente le va a caer un montón de mensajes y trabajos, right? Porque ya sabes que todo sí. todavía con marketing es un proceso, okay? Pero esas campañas estuvieran corriendo dentro de 3 a 5 días. Ya estuvieran aparecidas esas campañas, okay?
Sí.
¿Qué es ahorita en lo que estás enfocando más cierto? Disculpe, ya aquí yo está muda. Con mi español de pocha, pero sí me entiendes, ¿no?
Sí.
Te iba a preguntar, a Marciano, ¿qué es lo que tú enfocas más? ¿Es más el mantenimiento, jardinería, de lawn care o hardscape también? ¿Qué dijeras?
Es más como landscape construction, ya con
hardscape. Oh, tú hablas inglés muy bien.
Sí.
You speak, do you prefer English or Spanish?
Well, English, because my dad is Marciano. I'm his son, so.
Oh, you're his son. Ay, mijo, I'm so sorry. Acá estoy, but your dad's there, no? Does he prefer that? I talk to you about it all, or? Okay. So, do you handle the marketing for him, though?
I don't. Well, here's the thing.
We have a
company that does the marketing for us, but that's just on what is, like Facebook. And Google My Business too.
And Google Your Business.
So that's more or less something they handle. Yeah.
That's what they do. Okay. So the Yelp campañas, right? I'm going to explain it to you like this. It's super, super important that when you guys get the message, because it's going to be a message, if you remember, it comes directly from the potential client, right?
Yeah.
That
yeah.
you respond, I say within 15 minutes or even sooner, because Yelp is also looking at how quick is your response, because that's going to mean how much more visibility you're going to have too, right? Like if you're taking 30 minutes to respond to these people, it's like you got to respond a little bit quicker. We know sometimes you guys are on jobs, right? You can't always respond, but the sooner you respond to them, the better opportunities you're going to have, right?
Yes.
So let me see here. Now, have you ever heard of Google Guaranteed? Google Garantizado? Son los que vas a ver a mero arriba. And they have a green check mark next to it. It'll say Google Guaranteed.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay. So, should I explain this in Spanish so that way your dad hears, or just kind of explain it to you and then you'll tell him? You let me know.
No, if you want, you could explain to me and I'll just tell him.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So Google Garantizado, Google Guaranteed is a program that Google created, Marciano, where you pay per lead, but the lead, it'll come to you in the form of a phone call, okay? You are not sharing it with anyone. It is only being sent to you, but there's requirements for that, okay? So one, they're going to require that you have at least 5 Google reviews on your Google Business profile. I'm trying to pull up your profile right now. Are you guys still under the Hernandez Lawn Care and Gardening Services, or did you change the business name?
We totally changed the whole business name. So
okay.
If you look it up, it should show up as Greenview Landscaping, Inc.
Greenview Landscaping, Inc. Okay, let me look. Greenview is one word, right?
One word, yeah. I'm sorry, 2 words. So green, two words, space, no. View. Yeah.
Okay, let me figure that out. Okay. So while I'm looking this up, basically Google Guaranteed is a program, like I said, where the calls will come directly to you. You're not sharing them with anyone. But the requirements is that they want you to have at least 5 Google reviews on your Google Business profile. They also want to run a background check, okay? And I'll tell you why they're asking for these requirements. It's because Google is also going to put up an additional $2,000 of their own money in insurance for that potential client that selects you. It's like almost as if Google is, I would say, guaranteeing your work, okay? So
okay.
You guys are in Greenfield, right, California?
Out of Greenfield, yeah.
Yeah, Okay. Let me just pull it up real quick. So, they'll ask for your social to run the background check. Does your dad have a social security number?
He does, but what he does have is an EIN.
Okay, he has the EIN and the ITIN?
Yeah, he has both, yeah.
Both. Perfect. Okay. Is it under the Green View?
The EIN is under Greenview, and then the ITIN is under just his name.
Okay. Okay, that's perfect. Okay, so let me do this. Because I'll tell you why. We were able to get someone verified instead of using their social, because they didn't have a social security, they had an EIN. And we used that in place of the social security number, and it accepted for the background check. Okay?
Okay.
So, I did find your Google business profile, I believe. Where is it at? Yep, there it is. Okay, you got six reviews. Perfect. Perfect. You got six reviews on there. Okay, now, you did the landscaping, so it's more como el hardscape, right? What you guys currently do. Let me look that up real quick.
More hardscape, yeah.
More hardscape, yeah. Not so much the mantenimiento, right? So, let me tell you, is your dad licensed and insured? Are you guys in the process of doing that?
No, we're licensed, bonded, insured. We have the workers' general liability. He has the whole nine yards.
Okay, so he has the $1 million general liability, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I'm going to double check.
Okay.
It should be the $1 million, yeah.
Yeah, because they're asking for the minimum of $1 million general liability insurance, and then I'm looking up what license they want for the landscaper. Let me see. Let me confer that. You probably know more than I do. Even though I'm in California, but sometimes it depends. You know, a veces they want this one, they want that one. Okay, California.
Yeah, it just depends where.
C-27. Yep, that's the one that they require, and that's the one your dad has, right? Perfect. Okay.
Yep.
So, there is, you guys, so far, you qualify for it, okay? There is a one-time $250 application fee, okay? Now, and I'm so sorry, mijo, what's your name? Is it Marciano too, or?
My name is Eduardo.
Eduardo. Okay. Let me just put down that I'm talking to Eduardo, or else I'm going to keep calling you by your dad's name. Okay. There's a one-time $250 application fee. We send you the application. You guys fill it out. You're going to upload your dad's license for the business. You're going to upload his insurance for the business, okay? You got to make sure everything matches. Que sea todo igual, right? Greenview Landscaping.
Okay.
Anything that doesn't match, Google will kick it back and say, oh, doesn't match. Okay? So now.
Okay.
When they run the background check, let me just be very transparent with you. What they're looking for is felonies. They're not looking at misdemeanors. Okay? I'm sure your dad's record's clean. They go back 7 years, just so that you know. Okay? It takes 4 to 8 weeks for you to get approved. I've seen it sometimes. People get approved within like 3 weeks, right? But I'll tell you, it really depends on how quick you guys, how quickly you fill out the application and how quickly you respond to the background check, okay? Now, once you get approved, we will notify you to let you know that you've been approved and that we're going to activate the lease within 3 days, unless if you tell us, wait, I need you to do it next week or in a couple of days, okay? So, let me give you what the lead cost would be and then how that all works, okay? So for the landscaper, which would be more of the hardscaping, your monthly minimum cost to activate the leads is $716, okay? Now, this is going to give you up to 13 leads in the month, okay? Each lead is $54.67. So it deducts that from the budget of the $716 that you have, right? Now, if someone called you to cut their grass, that's not part of the services that you're offering, right? Because you're more hardscape. As long as you don't accept that job, they're going to credit the lead back to you. It's unqualified. Okay? If someone called you outside of your service area and you don't accept, as long as you don't accept that job, that's an unqualified lead. They will credit it back. It's unqualified. If they call right. to solicitate you, like offer you other marketing, or let's say that they're calling to see if you're hiring, those are unqualified leads. They're going to credit it back. Eduardo, the only time that it's a qualified lead is if you talk to them about price over the phone, like you gave them an estimate, or if you set an appointment to give them an estimate. That's considered a qualified lead, okay? How does Google know this?
All right.
Well, Google puts up an additional, you know, like I said, $2,000 of their own money in insurance for the potential client that selects you. So because of that, they also assign a tracking number to you that's linked to your phone. All the calls are recorded. When you pick up that call, you're going to hear it say incoming Google guaranteed lead before you're even connected with that prospect. So you'll know it's a lead coming from that program. Now, they know what leads are qualified and what aren't because they have a special system set up for it. However, if one did slip through the cracks, we dispute it with Google because we're managing the Google guaranteed. Google guaranteed will not interfere with the company that's managing your Google business profile. Okay? It doesn't interfere because it's two different programs. It won't interfere. You'll add us on as managers for the Google business profile so that we manage the Google guaranteed, but we're not messing with your Google business profile, okay? You just add us on as managers, but that other company is still managing your Google business profile and your Facebook ads because what we're going to do with the Google guaranteed will not interfere. They're two completely separate programs. So those reviews that you have right now on your Google business profile, those same reviews are going to also transfer to your Google guaranteed profile. Even though it's two separate programs, those same reviews will show there on that profile too. Okay? Now, let's say, Eduardo, you only got one lead in the month. Okay? What is left over in your budget will roll over to the next month, which means the next month, you are not going to pay, okay, the $716 again. What you're going to pay is $54.67 for the lead that you got the month before because it rolls over. Does that make sense?
So let's say for this month, I don't get any leads. And like you said, we just get maybe just one for the month of June.
Uh-huh.
For the month of June, I would only need to pay what is the $54.67.
Yep. Because you're what you're doing. See what we always want. Siempre queremos that you have $716 in your budget. We always want you to have that in your budget every month. So let's say your leads got activated in May, right?
Yeah.
And then so your leads get activated in May, but you got two leads. Okay? So in June, you're not going to pay the $716 again. What you're going to pay is $54.67 times two because you got two leads the month before. Make sense?
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Because we want you to only pay back to get your budget back up to the $716. Now, of course, if you got all 13 leads, right, that were qualified, then you already know that I'm paying $716 again the following month. Now, we start you off at the minimum. That doesn't mean that you can't say, you know, one month, hey, I want 20 leads. Your minimum monthly budget would change, but not the cost per lead. Okay? Now, let's say you guys are going on vacation, right? Or let's say that you're super bombarded with work, like you can't take on more work right now. All you do is you call us and you say, shut off the leads, and we shut them off. We don't turn the leads back on until you call us to turn them back on. Okay? Now, if when you called us to shut them off, you had only gotten two leads, and then you call back 2 months later and you say, hey, turn them back on, it's going to pick up where it left off. Make sense?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay?
So it's just pausing it then.
Yeah. And you could pause it. You could pause it for, I mean, however long you need to pause it and however many times you need to pause it. There's not like a limit on there. You know what I mean?
And there's no fee, the charges for those months that you paused it for?
Nope.
Say maybe
nope.
You paused it for
no
six
charges.
Months. There's no...
Yeah.
Okay.
No charge. No charge because it's paused, right? So, like, let's just say, for example, right? Se van a ir, I don't know, maybe you guys are going to go to Mexico for a month or two, right? You're like, hey, pause my leads, but you had gotten two leads. Okay, we pause them. And then 3 months later, you're like, hey, can you turn my leads back on? Well, remember, it stopped with you only getting two leads, so when we turn it back on, it's going to pick up where it left off. So it'll continue eating the budget before you would then have to renew the budget again. Okay?
Okay.
So that's how it works. It's honestly, and listen, and it lets you cover wherever your insurance and your license covers you, right? So when it comes to your areas, how far do you guys typically travel?
Well, we usually try to cover our whole area. So we're in what is called South Monterey County. So we kind of travel all of South Monterey County. But
okay.
We also go more up north. So I guess in a way you could say all of Monterey County.
All of Monterey County. Okay, perfect. Yeah, and this will allow you, like I said, you could cover by county, you could cover by city, by zip code. It's really where you want to target, as long as, like I said, your insurance and your license covers you to be in those areas, right? Google Guaranteed, like I said, is the ones at the very tippy top. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. For example, quick question. If we want to promote or if you want to list Google Guarantee in San Jose and San Diego, could we do that simultaneously or do we have to just pick one?
You
one
can.
Spot?
I mean, no, you can. You could say, hey, I want to also cover San Diego. Do you guys travel that far?
Okay.
I'm in Orange County. That's why I'm asking. Yeah.
No, we have subcontractors down there too that we work with. That's kind of why I was asking because the jobs that are closer in our area we do them, and then anything that's out of our area, say 2-3 hours plus, then we just send another crew to do that for us.
Yeah. Let me ask you this: are you familiar with K&D Landscaping, Silverstone Landscaping and Tree Service? Do you know those guys? Pacific Landscaping and Tree Service.
Pacific Landscape, yeah.
Turf Tenders Landscape. Do you know those guys too?
That one I don't recognize, no.
Okay. So these companies that I just mentioned right now, there's 1, 2, 3, 4 of them. They are part of the Google Guaranteed program. I mean, they're not with our company doing Google Guaranteed. They're probably with another company doing that, but they are part of that program. You don't have a whole lot of competition for the Google Guaranteed, which is a good thing for you, you know?
So let me ask you this. So if someone was to look something up on Google, for example, if you wanted us to maybe you're looking for a quote for turf or concrete, That's the first company that pops up, right? It would be the Google Guaranteed business.
Like, I'll tell you like this. I'm looking up a landscaper, right, in 93927.
Yeah.
I'm doing it like that just because if I do it without putting that, it's going to give me whoever's in Anaheim where I'm at, okay?
The first ones
that I see, Google Guaranteed with the green check mark, it says sponsored. K&D Landscaping, Silverstone Landscaping and Tree. Underneath of that, then I see the Google local map, which I see Greenview Landscaping, which is you, Dahlia's Tree and Lawn Care, okay, Hernandez Lawn Care and Gardening Services, right?
Right.
That's what I see, okay, part of the Google, on the Google searches. But the first one that pops up is the Google Guaranteed Program. Now, let's take it a little bit further, okay? Let's, you said concrete is another one, right?
Yeah.
Like concrete what?
Concrete patios.
Concrete patios. Okay.
Yeah.
Concrete patios. First ones I see is Groundworks, Foundation Repair, because, I mean, obviously those guys work with concrete, right?
Yeah,
and then
right.
It goes on to show me Aztec Concrete Construction, Cheveto Construction, Alfredo Hernandez and Sons Construction, right?
Yeah.
So Google Guaranteed, again, is the first one that pops up on that page, right?
Right.
So those guys are part of the Google Guaranteed program. So you guys do the hardscaping. Do you also do tree services, or is it just more hardscape is what you do? Because I'll tell you what's under hardscape. Okay, under the hardscape category, just so you kind of have an idea for the landscaper, artificial turf, concrete and masonry, driveway landscaping, garden decorations, grading and resloping, hardscapes, landscape design, landscape installation, outdoor water features, driveway or walkway paving, retaining walls, walkway landscaping, sod and seeding, outdoor steps. That's what's part of the landscaper, okay? Which kind of sounds that's mainly what you guys do most, right?
That sounds about right, yeah.
Yeah. So definitely this would be the better package for you, the better category. Okay.
Okay, right. Okay. Go ahead.
So that's why I feel like this particular category would be the best one for you. Most definitely.
Okay. So, I have another question. Another.
Yeah,
question.
Yeah. Please do.
Off,
yeah.
Off subject, but
it's okay.
That land or that marketing company that I mentioned to you that we're working with.
Uh huh.
Would there be any way maybe we could transfer management from who we're working with onto you guys, and would you guys be able to manage, say, our Google business? Google My Business and stuff like that.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, Eduardo. The company that you're working with now, what are you investing with them monthly? Like, what are they doing for you exactly?
I could show you an example of more or less what they're doing for us, because I don't know how to word it out.
Sure. Are they doing Facebook advertising, campañas on Facebook?
Yeah, they're like, it's not advertising, they're just
posting.
Publicizing, like pictures.
Oh, okay,
like
so
that.
They're branding it. Okay, and then they're managing your Google business profile. Did they make you that website too?
That website, yeah.
Okay. What do you guys pay them monthly?
Actually, you know what? I'm sorry, you know what? That website
okay.
They did not make. It was another company, they just manage it. We gave them just
okay.
Like the access code and stuff.
Okay. So, but the website's yours. Okay, perfect. Now,
yeah.
What do you guys pay them monthly to do all that work?
You know what? Let me ask my dad real quick. Just give me one.
Okay, it's
second.
Okay.
Just
it's
so
okay.
Give a like an accurate pricing.
Yeah, because that'll kind of tell me exactly what they're doing too by the price.
Right. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah. I already asked them, and we We pay them $150 a month.
$150 a month. Okay. So yeah. Let me explain what $150 does. Okay, mijo. It sounds like you guys have a local-only package. Okay?
Okay.
Local-only solo te va a poner just in your zip code. And it's going to cover maybe about 15 miles around your zip code. So anyone who's looking for your services within 15 miles from the zip code where you're verified is going to find you on Google. Okay? Sounds like you guys target more than 15 miles, right?
Yeah,
so how has your experience been with them? How long have you been with them now?
Well, this is our second year with them. And
okay.
Well, I understand like marketing and how people
yeah.
go about marketing and stuff like that. But something they were wording to me when we did start with them was that they were gonna take charge of everything, and
okay.
they were gonna make sure that our branding was like in all the way all of was Monterey County, and if I'm being honest with you, I think we got more leads from local Splash than what it was with them, if that makes
yeah.
sense, or if that even corresponds to
it does.
To what it,
yeah.
What it is and stuff like that, but
yeah.
we got more
in
leads
fact,
out of local Splash than
let me look at them. Look at Tenias Antes with us. Let me look at that, okay? Yeah, cause, and that's why I'm asking.
Our local Splash page was under Hernandez Lawn Care, so I'm not
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I remember.
Another question, totally uh-huh. different. Yeah, so totally different. I'm not sure if our page on local Splash would be able to be changed to the name we're under right now. I'm not sure if that's possible. But,
well, I'll tell you what would happen. I'll tell you what would happen, okay? What would happen is that, let me go here. Okay, let me go here. Yeah, because so basically, I don't even know that the Hernandez one is even out there anymore. Okay, the company that you've been with for the last 2 years, right? Did they create
yeah.
you this new Google Business Profile?
I think so. I think they did, yeah.
Okay, so what you would have to do is just give us management. Add us on as managers.
Okay.
Okay, so as long as you have the access to it, you add us on as managers. One thing that I would recommend for you, okay, is number one, the Google Guaranteed program I think is going to be one of the better products for you, to be very honest.
Okay.
Okay, I don't know how you feel about the campañas on Yelp. I mean, what are your thoughts on that? Like when you ran them, do you remember?
Yeah. Well, honestly, it wasn't, I guess, well, we didn't get much leads out of it, and I guess
no.
one thing that has to do with that would be just because at that time we didn't have as many pictures as we did now.
Yeah.
So that could have been like one of the factors into it, but it wasn't that bad. I guess what just steered us away from staying with Yelp was just the fact that each month we were getting charged regardless
yeah.
of getting leads or not. So that
yeah.
was the thing with Yelp. So
yeah.
that's, I guess, that's one of our main reasons why we backed out of Yelp.
Okay. Okay. And that's understandable. Completely understandable. Okay. So let me see here. I'm looking at something. Yeah, because the last time it looks like the business was put. When did you change the business name?
For Yelp or for Local Splash?
No, with Local Splash.
Oh,
okay,
oh,
so
general,
when did you change
general?
From Hernandez to the Greenview?
Shoot, when did we do that? I think that was in 2020. If I'm not mistaken, I have a horrible memory, but I think 2022
it's okay,
or early 2023.
Let me see. It might have been 2023 then.
Yeah, I think it could have been just the start of 2023.
Yeah.
Because we've just had this license for about 2 years, so like the math corresponds and stuff. I think around 2023 then, yeah.
Yeah, it could have been. Because then there was a time where you were on a seasonal hold with us. He was thinking of, okay, so you went on a seasonal hold. This was in 2024, November 2024, the name, because you were changing the name of the company because now that you guys had the business license, right? And
well,
then,
yeah.
So then they had put you on a seasonal hold. Okay.
Right.
So yeah, so that makes sense. Yeah. Okay. So, all right. So here's what you can do. Okay. I'm going to break it down for you like this. You guys were paying $299 when you were with us back in 2021. Okay.
Right.
So we can, let me see. We can do this. So $299, I can still give you that same price, but that package is going to be the Google and Facebook marketing. Okay. What that's going to do is we're going to take the Google business profile that you have now. That's the one that we're going to manage and optimize on the first page and maintain you there, right? We'll list you on the first page of Bing. We're gonna brand your Yelp page. You have a business Facebook page too, right? We're gonna brand that.
Yeah.
And then what we're gonna do is we're gonna do Facebook advertising. Are you familiar with Facebook ads and how they work?
We're not familiar, but that's something we wanted to do too.
Facebook ads,
I mean, yeah.
Perfect. So Facebook ads, what we do is we basically take your Facebook ad, right? What we do is we retarget. Anytime that someone's doing a search on Google for your services, let's say they didn't call you, right? But now they're on Facebook and they're just looking at pictures or stories. Well, all of a sudden they will see your ad appear. Okay. Now that ad is going to help you reach more new potential clients, but we make it unique, Eduardo, where you could target an audience by interest, income level, or by location. All they do is they click on your ad and they're calling you directly. I'm going to tell you, a lot of our clients have seen really great results. Now, we make sure that your website's attached where your business is listed, okay? We're not going to make changes to the website, but we do want to make sure that it's attached, right? And then we cover the mobile platform. Anytime that someone uses their iPhone, Android, or tablet, they would still find you listed on the first page of Google. So it like pretty much covers all of your bases. Okay? Month to month.
They swap to a computer.
No contract.
Do the same thing.
Yeah. So if they're on their laptop and they're searching up landscapers, they're on their iPhone searching up landscapers, they're still going to be able to find you on the first page.
Okay. Alrighty.
Okay. So that package is $299 a month, month to month, okay? Now,
okay.
You can do that, and then you can pay just, you would only pay just the application fee for the Google Guaranteed, okay? Remember, it's going to take about 4 to 8 weeks for you to get approved for the Google Guaranteed. But once you get approved, we would call you to notify you that you've been approved, and then also to activate your leads. However, at that time, when you get approved, you could say, you know what? I need you to activate the leads on this date or in a week, right? And when you do that, I want to go ahead and stop the other package. I only want Google Guaranteed now. You can always do that. You always have that choice. Or if you stick with both, then you know every, like let's say you did it today, every 13th of the month, you're paying $299. Now, when you activate your leads, you're going to pay the $716, but depending on what you get in leads, that first month is going to determine what you're paying the following month. Does that make sense?
So it would be two packages.
You would have two packages.
So it would be two packages. Yeah, so it would be the $299, which is just the Google and the branding.
And the Facebook advertising,
Yeah.
Which is what we call our platinum package.
Yeah, it would be the platinum package. Then on top of that, it would be the Google Guaranteed.
Correct. But the only thing with the Google Guaranteed right now is that you're only paying the application fee because you're going through the process of getting approved, right? Now, you could get approved in 3 weeks. We always say 4 to 8 weeks, right, to play it safe. But I've seen some. In 3 weeks, they were approved. So just know that once you get approved, we're not going to automatically charge you for your leads, right? Because we have to notify you that you've been approved.
Right.
Now, once we notify you of that, then we'll say, okay, Eduardo, you've been approved. We're going to activate your leads in 3 days. You might say, no, can you activate them on this date? Sure, we'll activate it on this date. So on this date, Eduardo, we're going to activate your leads. That's when we'll charge the $716. Now, you could also say, you know what? Since we're going to activate my leads, can you go ahead and cancel the other package? Because I only want the Google guaranteed. You could always decide to do that. Or you could say, you know what? I want to keep both packages going. So you always have that option.
Oh, so it's not a contract-based based program. It's just whenever you want to cancel,
mes a mes.
You can cancel.
It's mes a mes. The only thing that I'm going to ask you is this. With the $299 package, we're going to ask you at least stick it out 2 months, you know?
Right.
We call it like a verbal, like, commitment. We just ask you stick it out 2 months. It's a 2 month verbal agreement because we want you to be able to track your results from 1 month to the next, right? So, nunca va a ser un contrato. Your price is always going to be $299 a month, no matter how long you're with us, okay? For that one package. Now, of course, the leads, you know that depends on how many leads you got in the first month is going to determine what you're paying the following month. But again, it's a month-to-month program. We don't do contracts, okay? I mean, we have packages where you prepay for the year. You could choose to pay for 3 months, 6 months, or pay for the year. It gives you more of a significant savings. But again, that's at your discretion, right? But either way, month-to-month, you could say one day, hey, I don't want to continue doing this package. Just make sure you call 3 business days before your bill is due so that way you don't get charged, and that's it. There's no cancellation fee.
Okay. So,
okay.
Or how about this then? So if, say for that, or say we didn't go ahead with everything, we activated it, or we didn't get approved.
Okay.
You did activate it, say, within 3 weeks, let's see. What was I going to ask? Jeez, I already forgot.
You're like me. I get a brain fart.
I got a mental fart right now. Oh,
it's okay, Mio. You said, I'll help you. So you say, okay, let's say we get approved, right? We activate the leads. 3 weeks goes by.
There we go. Yeah. So let's say we get leads that month, but none of those leads, let me rephrase. We get leads, we get a call, we set up an appointment, we go take a look at the job, we send out an estimate, but the job is not accepted. That's still counted.
That's still qualified.
Lead, right?
Yes. It's still qualified.
Okay.
Correct. Yeah. It'll still be a qualified lead. I mean, even though, like, if you didn't get the job, but the fact that you had the potential of bidding on it, they just didn't accept it. You know what I mean? So it's still considered a qualified lead. Correct.
Okay. All righty. Yeah, I did just want to make sure of that.
Yeah.
Just in case,
But if someone calls you, if someone calls you, que cortaran el zacate, right? You're like, I'm not offering to mow a lawn. Okay. Cause it's not part of your services. Google will credit that lead back to you because it's considered an unqualified lead. It's not part of your services because we would get you down more for the landscaper. Okay. That's where I feel that's the best category for you, okay, for the Google guaranteed. Because it seems like that's more your specialty, right, of your dad's.
Right.
Es más con, no tanto el mantenimiento. Estamos hablando more of the hardscape.
There's more installation, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And especially because he also works with the concrete patios and stuff. Do you guys do artificial turf too? Or no tanto?
Yeah, we do like anything, just in regards to what is outdoor living spaces. So
like
paver patios, fire pits, retaining walls,
wonderful,
pergolas, artificial turf. Yeah, just the whole 9 yards. Yeah.
Nice. Now also keep in mind, we can use many keywords and search terms. Okay? Many keywords in search terms.
I want to get to, too. I'm sorry for interrupting you.
No, you're okay.
I do want to, that's something, too, because on our website, that's something I was looking to put, because I was doing some research here and there about, like, SEO and stuff like that, just in regards. Something I was looking into was just using keywords in your, let's say, Google page or your website. That kind of gets more traffic onto, like, what you want to advertise and stuff. And that's something, if you guys could help us out with that, then that's great. Because that's
the keywords in search terms? Yeah. We definitely do that.
Keywords, search terms.
Well, we have to. That's what we got to do to get you found on the first page of Google. So, landscaper, landscape installation, landscaper near me, landscape pavers, pergolas, patio covers, or whatever you do are the services that we're going to list you for. Okay?
Okay. And another question. I know you guys just, like, geez, I'm really bad at using my words here, but...
it's okay.
We kind of, what we're looking for, too, it would be just someone who could, I guess, update it or just how can I word this?
We do the mantenimiento. So we're constantly, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take over the management of it so you can focus on your jobs. We have a team that's dedicated to it. We manage the profile. If you have pictures you want to update, send us the pictures. We'll update them. If you felt like, let's say the month of July, you're like, you know what? I want to run a 10% off special for new clients for the month of July. Or let's say for the month of July, you want to do a 4th of July special, right? We can run a Facebook ad with a 4th of July special that you want to run. We do the work for you so that you can focus on your jobs.
Okay, so if I give you a call, if I give you a call, just saying, hey, a certain page of Google, maybe we want to change this page and add a couple words here and there, just add a couple more pictures. That's something that would be able
on your Google business profile. Yes, absolutely. On the Google business profile, if you said, hey, I have these pictures, can you guys post them? And I want to change some of my keywords right now. I want to focus more on artificial turf. So we'll beef it up on that one, right? We'll change your pictures.
The website?
That's the thing with the website, right? If we start making changes to your website, I want to be very upfront with you. It's going to change everything that you have because it's going to be our design. Do you see what I'm saying?
Okay.
If we change your website. Or we can build you a brand new website, okay? We can use our own domain, right? We can build our own website and build that website for you. Do you get text messages on the phone number that we're speaking on right now?
No. Eduardo? This is a desk phone. It's a desk phone, but... The desk phone, whenever someone doesn't answer it, it transfers it over to our personal phones. So I'm on my personal phone right now.
Oh, you're on your personal phone right now. Okay. Yeah, because I was going to send you, let me see how I can do it. Let me see. What's the best email for you? Do you have access to the email?
Yeah, I have access to it, yeah.
Okay. What's your email address, the best one for you? So I can send you a link so you can see the websites that we build.
It's info@greenviewlandscapingca.com. So just a follow-up on that question. What if we decided to stick with the website we have now, would there be any
we can't make changes, but we would just make sure that it's attached where your business is listed. So it'll still pop up when people are searching up your services. That's what we make sure of. Okay. We're not going to go in there and change it, mijo, because that's the thing. And I want to be honest with you. If we go in there and start changing it, right, it's going to overwrite what you currently have on there. Do you see what I'm saying? So the person that made you the website originally, and that's why you got to be really careful, especially like with that other company that you gave access to, because if they go in there and make changes, it's going to overwrite what you currently have. Have they made any changes for you recently?
Not recently, no, but there were a couple changes a couple months back where the drop-down menu, it wasn't to how more or less we envisioned it, so we did ask them to change the what is it called, like links, when
right.
you press the drop-down menu, as far as the pages, they did change the names on that. So, yeah, that was a change that they did.
Yeah. Yeah, again, I know, like, if we make changes to a website, it's going to overwrite what you currently have. So I just want to be honest with you. We wouldn't want to mess that up. You know what I mean? So in that case, what we would do is just basically create you a new website, okay, and use the website that we created in place, right? Now, this way, if you ever canceled with us, you still have your other website. You know what I mean? You're not losing it.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Right.
So, I mean, you have those options. We can stick with the one that you have, but then if it comes to a point where you're like, you know what, I just want you guys to make changes, I'll go with the new website that you want to create. I sent you an example to the, just to kind of give you an idea of our designs for the websites that we build. Okay. So yeah, if you were getting this all started today, basically, Eduardo, what we're looking at, you would be paying the $299 plus the $250. You're looking at what? I'll tell you right now. I'm over here. My brain's like fried today. I've been working with numbers, and I'm like, ay. Oh, my gosh. I'm like pagando biles during lunch, and I'm like, I'm like, I feel like it's 4 o'clock, and it's barely 2:30. Can you believe that?
the day is just getting started.
Yeah, it would be $549 today for us to get these processes started.
Okay.
And then next month, on the 13th of June, you would only pay the $299 because we're still getting your dad, you know, verified for the, or not verified, but approved for the Google Guaranteed program. What are your thoughts?
Okay.
I mean, how do you feel about them?
Well, yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you. It does sound pretty good, and I guess it does sound almost like how I wanted our marketing to go.
Like what you were wanting? Yeah.
Yeah, more or less how I wanted things to start from the get go. But I'm all up for it. I would just need to talk to my dad, see more or less. I need to pass some of this information and stuff. But,
okay.
I'm on board with it. I do just need to see more or less what he says.
Bueno, tú lo conoces mejor que yo. I mean, what do you think he's going to say? You know your dad better than I do. What are going to be some of his thoughts or concerns?
Well, I guess just our more or less his concerns would just be more or less what I asked you if we do get a lead. We go take a look at it, we submit an estimate, but we don't get the job, and we do still have to pay that monthly fee. I guess that was just one
you
of
would,
his main
yeah,
questions.
You would still, you would still be charged for the lead, because it's not that they're saying that they're guaranteeing you're going to get the job, right? What it is that lead, you're not sharing it with anyone. So it gives you that better opportunity. Pero para ser honesta, the Google Guaranteed program doesn't have a whole lot of people there. You don't have a lot of competition. Y la gente a veces se animan más because what it's going to say, Eduardo, on there is that you passed a background check, you guys are licensed and insured. And people know when you're part of that program, it's because Google approved you. So por eso a veces la gente se animan más because you're part of that program. And they know that Google is also putting up that $2,000 of insurance for that potential client that selects you. So really, it's almost like Google guarantees your work. You know what I mean? And it sounds like you guys have been in business for a while now, right?
Yeah, we've been in business for quite a while, and just license and stuff like that. Just apenas tiene poco tiempo, pero just in business.
Yeah, pero tu papá, think about it like this. Your dad's been in business as long as he's been because he's been doing something right. So
yeah,
I'm sure... he knows how to sell himself, right? Sell his services. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just opens up more doors of opportunity porque ahorita, right now, you guys are limited on the areas of coverage.
Yeah.
You're not even in the areas that you want to cover, you know? And that's kind of like, aunque sea que solo estabas pagando $150, but still, that's $150 you've been paying every month for 2 years now.
For 2 years, yeah, so.
And you're not in the areas
true.
That you need to be targeting. So I guess my question for you is this. When's a good time to follow back up with you? Are you going to be talking to him right now? Is there anything you need me to address with him on the phone?
No, if it's fine, I'll go ahead and, is this a good number to get back to you or?
Let me give you my number. In fact, you got that email, right? Let me email you. I'm going to email you everything in writing, but take down my 877 number because this number that we're speaking on, you said you can't get text messages, right?
Yeah, I can't, no.
Okay. Let me do this.
Okay, I'm ready.
877.
Okay.
635-6225.
Okay.
And then my extension is 623.
623. Okay.
Uh-huh. If you want, Eduardo, what's your cell phone number? And I'll text you right now, and then I'm going to also email you everything in writing.
Okay. My personal number is 831.
831-540-6141.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Give me just a second. And then you did get that first email I sent you, right? I just want to make sure you did get
it.
Okay. Okay,
yeah.
Perfect. Okay. I'm going to send you a text right now. If for some reason my phone cuts out on us, I didn't hang up on you, I will call you right back, I promise. Just think I hung up on you. Let me do this.
All
it's
right.
Just because a veces it'll time out on me if I've been on the phone for an hour. So I'm going to send you this, and then I'm going to send you two emails. I'm going to send you the one on the Google Guaranteed program, y te voy a mandar la otra on the, we call it our Platinum package, the $299 package, okay?
Okay.
And then I'm here until 4 o'clock today, so if you need to call me because you have further questions, please feel free and reach out to me, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I just got your message. Perfect.
Awesome. Well, it was a pleasure speaking with you, and I really look forward to hearing back from you. Do you think it might be today, just so I'm pendiente of the call, if it comes through, or?
It might not be today, but it'll be a day within this week. So
okay,
I'll be in touch.
Perfect. Sounds good. Have a beautiful day. Saludame a tu papá, okay?
All right, Nadine. Thank you
very much.
All right.
You are so welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.